الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا نورا وهدى وتقى وعفة وعفاف وغنى. اللهم ارزقنا اليقين، اللهم ارزقنا الهدى، اللهم ارزقنا إيمانا يباشر قلوبنا حتى نعلم أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت، الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم ارزقنا حق التوكل، اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها أعلى الدرجات، وتنعم علينا بها من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا نور، يا هادي، يا تواب، يا عليم، يا خبير، يا سميع، يا بصير، يا الله يا الله. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. أما بعد، I said a couple of weeks ago, we're going to go to a series of topic. This topic is related, wallahu a'lam, to what I believe it is the majority of our disease today in Ummah. We started by the topic of fitna. And in fitna, we understand what the word fitna is. Why Allah generate fitna? To purify us, to trial us. And also, from all the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us about it, in the end of time, what will happen? And how we be saved. Now today, I'm going to another topic, which I believe is actually two or three topics together. Which these three topics together, if you study them and hear them, you will understand exactly why is happening to us what's happening to us. One of them is zulm. And zulm in here, we're talking about the zulm among each other. And zulm has many levels. Many levels. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the opposite of zulm? Anybody know what's the opposite of zulm?
Ihsan.
You're jumping on Moshe.
Noor, light, zulm is darkness.
The opposite of zulm.
Love.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Adl.
Adl. Masha Allah. Because if you have no adl, you have zulm. You know? By this way, the opposite of zulm is adl. Ihsan is high level. What is the ihsan of adl?
Ihsan of adl?
Yeah.
Even if it is against us.
What it mean?
You have to put justice first against ourselves, our own self, our relatives, anything.
Say it in topics, in verb, in action.
Oh. In action.
It's very simple. I'm sure you know it.
I know.
Maghfira.
Maghfira.
Afu.
Afu.
You see?
Even if you are right to take
exactly.
it, you still forget.
Exactly. This is the ahsan of za'at.
Highest level.
Forgiveness.
Be sabr. Have faith in Allah. Allah will take care about it. Do you remember in Surah Ar-Rahman what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? This surah, in the beginning of surah, if we understand it, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ar-Rahman, 'allama al-Qur'an, khalaq al-insan, 'allamahu al-bayan. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان عدل ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان. The early scholars, they wrote books and books about the topic of mizan. What is mizan? Mizan in English meaning the scale. What is the scale? The scale of justice. Like in one of a hadith Qudsiya, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the son of Adam be burned in earth, He said, O the son of Adam, I burn you, or I give you birth, pure, clean, from everything. Don't come to me dirty. Come to me the way I send you to this earth. By this way, the justice in here is to try to be in a level Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be. We will never be. But Allah, He wants us to try. By how? He gives us the medication. The medication is Quran and Sunnah. The way you believe, the way you go toward Allah, the way you have justice. Do you know today, one of the majority of our problem, we, the Muslim today among us, we have no justice. We have no justice. I give you a small example. A young man in any Muslim country, he can commit adultery or fornication any number of times. And nobody knows. And even if his friend is with renown, But if his sister, his niece, his mother, his aunt did it, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, beating and this and that and burning and sometimes even killing and buried and this and that. A Muslim young man today, he wants to marry a virgin, never been touched, but he forget what he did in his life. And if the day he get married, the girl tell him, please forgive me, I did a mistake in my life. Go back home! You shame me, this and that, and big things. Is this adl? What about sutra? Has anybody ever heard about it? Sutra. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man satara mu'minan, aw musliman, satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever gives sutra to one Muslim, Allah give him sutra in the hereafter. And another hadith, Allah will give him sutra in this life and the hereafter. Imagine, we forget that. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By this way, where is that? Where is the af? Where is the maghfirah? Where is the tawbah?
Sutra means the height. He veils.
What's that?
Sutra means keeps a veil.
Yeah.
Keeps a veil. Hides the brothers,
yes,
saints or whatever.
Exactly.
And the sattar word of Allah is from the same thing? From sutra.
Sutra. Allah loves sutra. This is why even in many ahadith about Rasulullah SAW, he said, if Allah give you sutra, don't talk about it. Allah dislike it. So Allah said, hide your sins. Hide your bad things. Yeah. He hide it for you. Why you tell it to people? By this way we can see We have a lot of zulm today. Like one of the early sheikh in Egypt, he said, it's very beautiful, and we forget it today. He said, if you have your daughter or your son, and you give them hard time for marriage, if you commit any sins, you as a parent, you are responsible. You are responsible because you deny them their rights. What about when you go to Muslim family today, you want to marry their daughter, and the daughter now become a big community, 50,000, 100,000. You have to have a degree, you have to have a big money, you have to have a big business. And now 80% of the Muslim girls, they have no husband. Big number now, all over Arab country and Muslim country. And now the girl has to marry somebody like big sheikh. Why? Because nobody have money. Is this justice? Where is justice? Or the father once shares the dowry of his daughter. Oh, my daughter, ask for 20. 10 for me, 10 for you. Yeah, this famous. It become business, everybody get a share.
If the 10, he gets his own wife. The old man gets a wife also.
Double dowry, right?
You know,
that's true.
Yes,
in Arab countries,
it's a lot of, you know, mischief. By this way, who is doing the mischief today? Us. Do you think Allah will be happy with us? Listen to this.
Allah subhanahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة.
Fear oppression. ظلم. Because ظلم is darkness in the day of judgment.
واتقوا الشح فإن الشح أهلك من كان قبلكم.
And fear the شح. شح is coming from stingy. After he become stingy, you have شح. You do not want to give, you do not want to participate, you do not want to do anything. And once you do that, you have envy, you have jealousy, you have love of dunya, you want to accumulate, you don't care about other.
And what Allah Rasulullah said? فَإِنَّ الشُّحَ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ.
Shuh destroys the people before you.
حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَى أَنْ سَفِكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّ مَحَارِمَهُمْ.
The shuh make them become killer of each other, and the blood of each other become halal, and they have no haram between each other anymore. Today, may Allah forgive me, but I have to say it. It's very famous today between each other. Is don't deal with Muslim, they will cheat you. They will lie to you. They will do this, they will do that. Why? Why has this become our slogan among each other? Why? You find two partners in a business, they eating each other up. And the wife eating each other up. Is this justice or zulm? Zulm. Do you think Allah will send mercy in a group like that? No way. It's very simple, but look at it. And there's many ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you know actually zalimeen in Quran, the oppression is the oppressor one. Do you know who they are in Quran? Supposed to be belong to the non-Muslim, the kuffar, in all kind. But the early scholars said, if we do the action they did, we become like them and worst. Why we become worst? Because they do not know and we know. We have the Quran and Sunnah and we deny it, they have it. Today, look at the marriage and divorce. It's very sour. Why? We have no justice. We do not even we deny today following Quran and Sunnah in marriage and divorce. And we like to have hawa. Hawa is desire.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said,
إذا رأيتم شحا مطاعا وهوى متبعا وإعجاب المرء برأيه فعليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم فقام رجل وقال يا رسول الله أحينئذ لا نأمر بالمعروف ولا ننهى عن المنكر؟ قال لا، بل مروا بالمعروف وانهوا عن المنكر قبل أن يوشكن الله بعذاب من عنده ثم يدعو خياركم على شراركم فلا يستجاب لهم. He said, if you see shuhan muta'an, meaning the stingy, it become like followed. Today you find the husband and wife, they share the stingy. The community, the people, whatever it is, you find it's almost like a disease spread. And they like it among each other. Stingy also and shuhan here meaning you care about yourself and that's it. إذا رأيتم شحا مطاعا وهوى متبعا. هوى متبع meaning a desire, you follow it. Today we really follow Quran and Sunnah? No. We follow what we like. وإعجاب المرء برأيه. And every person is happy and very like believe in his own opinion. فعليكم أنفسكم. Be or take care about your own self. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. They will not causing harm to you if they are astray, if you are having guidance by Allah. Aman Gitan. And he said, at this time, Ya Rasulullah, we do not command with riot and forbid what is evil, Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi Munkar. He said, no. But do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you adab, will send you wrath and torture from Allah. And after that, your good people, your pious people will make dua and Allah will not accept. The pious people will make dua against the oppression and Allah will not accept.
So the man asked the question that should we stop doing Amr al Ma'ruf and Nahy? He said no.
No, you have to do.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
But before that you said, what was that? These people will have so much of stinginess,
yeah.
So much of desires.
Yeah.
And
they like their own opinion.
They like their own opinion.
Yeah.
And
these are the signs. If you see that, just worry about yourself.
Oh, he said, then you
worry about yourself.
About yourself.
And try to engage in Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi an Munkar.
Worry about yourself.
And if you look to the verses of Quran belong to this topic, you will not believe it. It's a lot. I can give you some of it and you go ahead and do your homework later on. Surah Ibrahim, verse 42. Surah Al-Baqarah, 59. Surah Al-Baqarah, 58. Very simple, you know, if you look at the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ghafil. He's not sleeping of what the oppressor is doing. He know, but Allah will delay them. And another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the oppressor, they will change. And when they change, Allah send them torture from the sky. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called the oppressor also, and the disbeliever, they happy with their family. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَدَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who disbelieve, their kids, their money, their wealth will not benefit them and will not save them from Allah. And those, the fuel of hellfire. Do you know why? Because supposed to be the disbeliever is what we are doing today as a Muslim. The disbeliever are running after dunya and happy after their kids and their wives, their houses, their money, their status. This is a disbeliever. But the believer running after obeying Allah and spread Islam and doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want. By this way, when you really read the quality of this disbeliever in Quran, you find us is doing exactly their quality. مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل الريح فيها سرا أصابت قحاص قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكتهم وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did give an example. He said the way they accumulate in this dunya, like the way people have something in a grab or something in a day windy, and the wind came, take it away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not oppress them, they oppress themselves. And Surah Al-Imran 116, 117, Surah Al-An'am 42, 45. فَتِلْكَ بِيُوتُهُمْ خَوَيَّ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Samud. This Surah Al-Naml, verse 52. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look at their houses. They empty. I destroy them. And this is a sign for those who know. And many, many verses about this topic.
This is a special version of Riyadus Salihin or?
No, no, no. This is a different book. But if I give you the verses, Surah Yunus, verse 13. Surah Hud, 36-37. Surah Hud, 67. Surah Ibrahim 45, Al-Kahf 59, and Naml 52.
I'm too fast?
Okay.
I'm going to writing it down.
Yunus 13. Hud 36-37. Hud 67. Ibrahim 45. Al-Kahf 59. And Naml 52. Yunus 54, Ash-Shu'ara 227, Al-Furqan 19, 37, Hud 113. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know who is the one who is really muflis? He's bankrupt. He said, who, Ya Rasulullah? He said, among us, the bankrupt person is the one who has no money. He said, no. The muflis is the one who came in the day of judgment with prayer, fasting, good deed, sadaqat, hajj, everything. But he stabbed this one. And he backbiting this one. And he called this one. And he oppressed this one. And in the day of judgment, everybody will come, take his right from him. And in the end, he will fall down in his face to hellfire. Let me tell you something scary, very scary. Today we think, if I have a good tongue, if I make my 5 times salah, I'm fasting, I'm good man, I'm not doing anything to anybody. Meaning, I'm not doing any zulm. No, 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 no. You're doing a big, massive zulm. Why? Because you are part of the ummah. Anything happened to the ummah, and you're not sharing and be a partner to do and erase the zulm in any way, you are a partner. And I believe without no doubt, all of us today as a dhalim in different level. Unless we make tawbah and we try to do the maximum we can. And start again like any other topic. Number one, you make tawbah. Number two, you said, oh Allah, don't make me a dhalim to myself, a dhalim to my family, a dhalim to my locality, a dhalim to all the ummah, or even dhalim to non-Muslim. Because if I do not show up Islam in the right way, I'm a zalim to the non-Muslim. I'm a fitna to them. If I do not invite them and show them a good manner and good character, Muslim and non-Muslim alike. 2 days ago, I was going to get something from a big supermarket, without mentioning the name of the place, and a nice man, Egyptian, I did not know where he is from, with a nice beard and everything, he coming out, put his stuff in a car, and you know the shopping car, he threw it away in the parking lot, and people watching, and the car went very fast and hitting mini car. Why you do that? And he's happy and bubbly, and he didn't even see where the car going, and he just drive fast and go. Instead of doing something to show our manner and conduct, is zulm. Now he did zulm against Islam. Because every action you do, it doesn't be good. With a good behavior, you oppressing Islam. You become a bad role model. You will not believe how many ahadith about that. Whoever walk with an oppressor to help him, and he know he is oppressor, he get out of Islam. He will be out of Islam. Just walk with an oppressor. This is why I remember the story about one of the tabi'in. And this is a time of Khalifa. But I'm not going to mention his name, he was zalim in a certain way. And this pious person, he went to jail for something he didn't commit. And a woman in the area, she liked him as a pious man. And she wanted to do good deed. And she's very poor. She worked hard to buy some food and she sent it to him. He refused to eat it. And when he came out, she cried and she went to him. And she told him of the meaning of, I love you for Allah, I tried to do good deed. I send you some food. My money is halal. Why you do not take your food, my food? He said, your food is halal, but you give it to a soldier. And the soldier of jail is working for a zalim. And I do not want to eat the food has been touched by his zalim. It will change my stomach. Look at these people. Just because the soldier, he passed the food from the gate to his cell, he felt this food now become having some dhulm, and you do not want touch. Do you know if a woman is pregnant, she should not have bad manner with her husband, the maximum she can? And if she do so, she make istighfar and you make dua for her. And if she give breastfeeding to the baby and she get anger or she do something nuts or something not nice according to Quran and Sunnah, you should not allow her to feed the baby until she make tawbah and istighfar. This early people used to have a lot of manner and good understanding. Because you're feeding your baby your own shayateen or your own angels. You can feed your baby barakah, blessing, or you can feed your baby, you know, haram or anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is many ahadith about if you see my ummah, you saw the oppressor, and you do not tell him at least you are oppressor, Allah will send them a torture from him, and Allah even will not look at them anymore. How many times we see, we keep complaining about government, we keep complaining about the American, we keep complaining. What about each other? In a street level, in a house level. Believe me, my brother, do you know why? We have no Islam. We have no Islam. Today, the majority of us living according to habit, custom, culture has nothing to do with Islam. And even when somebody tells us, Islam tell you such and such, excuse me, I'm coming from such and such area, we do this and that's it. My father taught me that, my mother taught me that, I cannot listen to you. And here am I, I'm telling you, Allah said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but you're stuck in your thinking. This shuh is not only in money. People think shuh is only in money. What about all these groups in Afghanistan? And you have it all over. It's tribes. If we have Islam, why we cannot unite it and wonder better and that's it? And disregard where we're coming from and which tribe. And you find it in Saudi Arabia, in Gulf, in Yemen, in Egypt, and everywhere. We respect the tribe and society and the culture more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. It's after all that we want Allah to be with us. Okay, I grow up this way. This is not an excuse. Why I do not go to some people I really respect and said, excuse me, I want no Islam. No culture, no custom. I want no pure sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me, I won't do that. And oh my father, oh my mother, with all respect to you, please forgive me. Enough culture. You make tawbah and don't make me like you. Very important. And break the cycle. Dawood alayhi salam, one time you were walking and he said, Ya Allah, who is the most beloved servant to you? He said, Ya Dawood, the most beloved servant to me, the one taqiyyil qalb, the one his heart has taqwa, naqiyyil kaffayn, his hand is pure. When we said in here, his hand is pure from oppression, he's not oppressing anybody. La ya'ti li ahad bisu, he do not join anyone to commit mischief. وَلَا يَمْشِي بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ, and he did not talk about people in their absence. تَزُولِ الْجِبَالِ وَلَا يَزُولِ, mountain will go away and he will never go away. أَحَبَّنِي وَأَحَبَّ مَنْ يُحَبَّنِي, he loved me and he loved those who loved me. وَحَبَّبَنِي إِلَى عِبَادِي, and make my servant love me. Dawood alayhi salam, he said, Ya Rabbi, how he make you, how he make your slaves and servant love you? He said, يُذَكِّرْهُمْ بِنِعْمِي وَإِعْلَائِي, you remind them with my gift and my na'am and my generosity. Believe me today, if you ask me how to do da'wah to non-Muslim, exactly the same. There's no difference. Because people forget the bounty of the Creator. Don't just say Allah, so you do not know Allah. Say the Creator. He gives us the air, the water, the health, the brain, the tranquility, the sleeping, the digestion. He gives us a lot. Remind people with the Creator and His bounty. Remind people with how much we need Him in this life and the hereafter. Remind them with the ultimate bare gift the Creator gives us. Tranquility, happiness, love, peace, security. Security is not in your money. It's not in your house. Security, believe it or not, is a treasure. Allah give it in your heart if you have tranquility. Insurance. If I have Allah with me, I have insurance. It has nothing to do with my money. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no Muslim will disgrace another Muslim in a place on a topic. He can help him and he will not help him. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will disgrace him in a place and a time when he will not give him victory. Imagine, is this not scary? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْلِي لِلْظَالِمِ فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give it to the oppressor. He let him go. But if he take him, he will not let him go. ثم after that, he recited this verse, وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. Hud 102. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he take any village, he will take it. وهي ظالمة, when they are oppressor. And Allah will give a severe torture. One of the early scholars, he said about this hadith, he said, if Muslim do not implement this area, you will make dua, Allah will not accept your dua. You will make siqaya, you will ask Allah for rain will not come, and you have a drought. This is another sign. And you ask Allah for victory, and Allah will not give it to you. Do you see it or no? Does all of you see what's going on?
Say it again, please.
You will understand it in another hadith. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La tazlimu, don't oppress, fatad'u, fala yustajabu lakum. And after that, you will make dua, Allah will not accept your dua. Wa tastasqu, fala tusqu. And you make dua and salah, istisqa, to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send rain, and Allah will not send it. وَتَسْتَنْصِرُوا فَلَا تُنْصَرُوا. And you ask Allah to give you victory, and Allah will never give it to you. And on Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث معاذا إلى اليمن فقال اتقي دعوة المظلوم. Fear the da'wah of the مظلوم, the one oppressed. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. This da'wah, it has nothing between Allah and the person. No hijab. It goes straight to Allah. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said also, Rasulullah sallam said, three dua will never be rejected. As-sa'im hatta yuftar. The person who fasts until he breaks his fast. Wal-imam al-adil.
Just ruler.
The just ruler. ودعوة المظلوم, and the oppressor when he make dua. يرفعها الله فوق الغمام ويفتح لها أبواب السماء. Allah take it all away, and he open all the skies until it reach Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وعزتي لأنصرنك بعد حين. With my glory, I will give you victory even after some time. This is why the early people used to be afraid of oppressing each other. You know, oppressing each other can be with the eye, meaning I look at you in a bad way, it's oppressor. I talk to you in a bad way. I think about you in a negative way. I talk in you in absence in a bad way. All this zone. And we let it go. It becomes the manchi of the evening. And among Muslims today, do. And you're talking about everybody, life and death. This zulm, this poverty. You're lifting the mercy of Allah, and you're sending the ghadab of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the dua of the oppressor, of the oppressed one, is accepted, even if he's a fajr. Even if he's a kafir. Sometimes we insult people because they are non-Muslim. We have no right. He's non-Muslim, is his business. You're insulting, is your business. Imagine Allah never insult Fir'aun. The most enemy of Allah, he never insult. It's the opposite. He did Musa go and talk to him softly. Maybe he will listen and return back. Listen to this. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لكعب بن عجرة أعادك الله من إمارة السفهاء. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from the ruler, the very like safi, the one who has no mind, foolish, the foolish ruler. قال وما إمارة السفهاء. He asked Rasul, what is the sign of this ruler? قال أمراء يكونون بعدي. They will come after me. لا يهتدون ولا يستنون بسنتي. They will not be guided and they will not follow my sunnah. فمن صدقهم بكذبهم. Whoever believed in their lie and he held them over their oppression, فَأُولَئِكَ لَيْسُ مِنِّي وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ. If you help these people, I'm not belong to them and you not belong to me. Is this not easy? وَلَا يَرِدُونَ عَلَى حَوْضِ. And they will never come in my حوض in the day of judgment. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُصَدِّقْهُمْ بِكَذْبِهِمْ وَلَمْ يُعِنَهُمْ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ فَأُولَئِكَ مِنْهُمْ. And those who do not believe in them and you do not helping them, they are believe in me and they will come to me in my heart. يا كعب بن عجرة الصيام جنة. Fasting is جنة. وجنة in here meaning a protection. والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة. And charity it kill or it cool the raft and the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والصلاة قربان. And salah is a closeness. And another report, burhan. And after that he said, Ya Ka'b, people are too kind. فمبتاع نفسه فمعتقا وبائع نفسه فمبقا. It's very, very, very serious. Two words, but very serious. He said, فَمِبْتَاعَ نَفْسَهُ فَمَعْتِقَ. A person, he sold himself, meaning he sold himself to Allah. By this way, he saved his neck. And another person, he sold himself to himself. He destroyed himself. Don't ever forget that. Any one of us in any given time, either you sold to Allah or you sold to yourself and your shaitan. Any given time. This is why I said today, believe, please, minimum do dhikr and a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar, a lot of ask Allah to forgive us and ask Allah to open. This minimum. And have the zeal to do whatever you can. You have to. Even if you do not know, very simple. Every day, cut some time, cut some money, and say, Allah, this is for you. Open for me. And keep doing that. And don't touch it. As soon or later, Allah will send you. But don't keep talking and make dua and you're not doing that. It has to be three. Dua, give Allah some time, and give Allah some money. You have to. And he said the minimum is to give people mawaiza. This is what I'm doing, believe it or not. What I'm doing now in my life, this is the minimum. Maybe it will save me, inshallah. I'm doing the minimum. Is making mawaidah and remind others. Believe me, today we can do a lot. If you set intention, you can do always mawaidah everywhere you are, but in a nice way, in a nice manner. When the time come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إياكم الفحش والتفحش. شح, again we said, البخ, stingy. والتفحش is like when you really become so stingy and so tight. You know what happened to the person who is stingy? His manner is bad. A stingy will never have a good manner. I promise you. A stingy person, if you have a roots of stingy inside, he will never have a good manner. Because good manner comes with ease. If you ease here, Allah is here. You're difficult here, he's difficult here. And you will never have ease here. And you will never be beloved. You will have a lot of people do not like you. Look at your manner, you could look at your tongue, look at the ease of your heart, you will know is following the ease of the hand. And don't forget, you can do it in the opposite. The ease of the hand will never be unless you have an ease of the heart. Because everything coming from the heart. This is why if you have ease in the heart, you have ease in the tongue, ease in the hand, ease in the face, meaning you are easy. You're really nice. You do not get angry over anything. Because anger from shaitan, it will never come to somebody who has tranquility, rhythm. No. It comes only for you if you're stingy. Don't ever forget that. But don't forget, stingy is levels. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبَّ الْفَاحِشَ الْمُتَفَحِشِ Allah do not love them. وَإِيَّاكُمَ الظُّلْمِ فَإِنَّهُ هُوَ الظُّلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَإِيَّاكُمَ الشُّحْ فَإِنَّهُ دَعَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَسَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَدَعَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَقَطَعُوا أَرْحَمَهُمْ فَقَطَعُوا أَرْحَمَهُمْ وَدَعَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَاسْتَحَلُّوا حُرُمَاتِهِمْ This we said it in the beginning of the hadith. When Rasulullah SAW, he said this hadith, a man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyid Islam afdal? What is the best Islam? He said, to have the Muslimin saved from your tongue and your hand. And he said, another man get up and said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best immigration? He said, the best immigration to immigrate from what Allah dislike. This is about zulm. This is just about zulm. And another hadith, believe it or not, and in here, like a small story about a king. He always looked from the window and he found a small house, look ugly. Near the palace. He said, who's the owner of this house? He said, it's a widow, old woman. He said, take it from her. He said, we tried before, but she refused to sell it to nobody. He said, don't worry about it, just take it. He took it. And she was away, getting some water. When she came back, she found the house too has been taken. Do you know what she did, this woman? She raised her hand to the sky and he said, who you are, the one in the sky? I left and I believe in you, you will protect my house. And I came back and the house was been taken. You bring me my house back. And she cried to Allah. You see how she makes the dua? Complete iman and yaqeen. Some people went and they heard her dua. They said, oh, the king, this woman, she made dua to you and cried. Give her back the house. He said, don't worry about her. And don't worry about what she did. And he went in a big, like, show in the evening. The same night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have kasf and khasf. Allah swallows the earth, open the earth, and swallow all his palace and everything else. Overnight. And she heard after that, I did not forget your house. But what she said, she didn't look for somebody to help her. She didn't go to somebody and said, oh, can you go to the king and talk to him, please, this and that. You see, iman and yaqeen. Iman and yaqeen opened the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight. If you look at us today, we become having a lot of partner, a lot of shirk. We do not learn how to go to Allah straight. We always call different people first to help us, instead of calling Allah only. Which one Allah love? Ya Allah, this about zulm. Riyad al-Salihin, believe it or not, if you look at Riyad al-Salihin, they have the same chapter. But also not only that, about al-amr bil-ma'ruf wal-nahy al-munkar. What happened? I wish I have different ahadith, because there's a lot of ahadith about this topic. But let's start with Quran, because this is very scary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ الْخَيْرِ وَأُمُورًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. This is Al-Imran 104. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرْ. You know why I say it quick, go too quick? Because all of us know it. Al-Imran 110. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Al-A'raf 199. By the way, all this you find it in Riyad al-Salihin in chapter أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. Now listen to this, because this is the most dangerous one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He cursed Bani Israel. He cursed Bani Israel. على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. Because he were sinner and they did not really engage in advising each other. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. They do not engage in advising each other and stop the munkar, stop the wrong, stop the evil. لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. This is the worst things they did. The early scholars, they said, any action Allah cursed people before us because He did it, any time, any nation, any time they do the same action, they get the same curse. If you look at us today as a Muslim, supposed to be, you find a habit among us all over. Everybody going happy with his family. Overseas or here. We really forget the essence of Islam. Meaning, we forget where's the brotherhood, sisterhood, where's the unity, where's the love among each other, where's helping and supporting each other. No. Everybody start his own thinking and mentality about my family, and that's it. My need, what I like, my bank account. This is really, if you look at it, I discovered it long time ago from when I was young, but it's increasing. We become so selfish people, so selfish, so greedy. We want only and to care about only what we need. And this in life and even in Islam. If you find today a Muslim family, mashallah, beautiful Islam, they don't care about other. If my family is good, my kids are good, I don't care about other. Rasulullah SAW, he said, start with your family first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, start with your family first. It's a notion. And before you know it, the same people who recite the ayat and ahadith, they don't care about anything happening in the ummah. And it's almost like we become now not an ummah anymore. Believe me, pick up any books about Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar, you will find how many warning when people did not do it, what will happen? Allah sent torture to all of the group, everybody. And the famous ayah from Surah Hud 117, don't ever forget it also, and Araf 165. I'm going to read Al Salihin, Bab al Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an Munkar. And we have a very beautiful hadith. I consider today is the eyewitness against what we're doing. Unless you try to do something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of the person who follow the rule of Allah and the one who not follow. The example of people. They went a boat, and some of them went up, some of them went down. And the people who went down, they said, why we always go up to get some water? Let's make a hole in the bottom of the boat. By this way, we save time and energy to going up. Rasulullah, he said, if the people in the upper level leave the people in the lower level, do this hole and getting water, all of them will be destroyed. Do you know what this meaning? Exactly like us. If we think about ourselves and do not worry about what's going on in the ummah, as soon or later we pay the price, all of us. And we start seeing it now. Do you see it? Because when the time comes, all of us in one boat. Don't ever think you are in different boat. Once you embrace Islam, you are in one boat. It doesn't matter you are in China, in Australia, in America, in the Middle East, Far East. We are in one boat. We are in one boat. This hadith, I consider it one of the hadith, if the whole ummah understand it, and if each person start doing some activity according to his level, because otherwise, we doing exactly what Bani Israel did. If you look today in our home, supposed to be, or back home, robbery, it become a calm, normal. Normal, if you do not bribe, you're not going anywhere. And it become all mankind in the whole country like it and they accept it, and it become even, you know, like, orf, meaning this is how it's supposed to be. If you do not do it, something wrong with you. Meaning what now? We did exactly the opposite to the point now we are on the edge of what Bani Israel did. When the majority become sinner and the minority said, leave them alone, is not our business. They stray, what the advice will be to them? There's no benefit to the advice. Today, some Muslim, they start groups each other or start individual each other. And he said, I'm good. Leave them alone. If we do that, wonder what happened. Torture of Allah will come. People misunderstand torture. Is when Allah give you stability in your life, is not a torture? If Allah take your iman away, is not a torture? If Allah takes the ability of being a good person, is not a torture? If you have no tranquility in your heart, is not a torture? If you're not spending and doing for Allah, is not a torture? If you do not have iman and yaqeen and have faith in Allah, is not a torture? Even torture has different meaning today. And today I talk to many people without mentioning name. All of them scared. Do you know why they're scared? Because business is going down. Just business going down, I can hear it in their voice. They choked. Some of them like, they don't even hear, want to hear my name. Like, leave me alone. Imagine unjust, the income just a little bit down. Wonder what happened if the income go. Ya Allah. Wallahi, today something came into my heart when I was coming today. What I tell you last 2-3 weeks is wrong. Do you know why? If Allah send us a test now, no Islam anymore. No Islam anymore. We cannot take it. We are so weak. Allah is so merciful with us. He give us drops of this. Just drops. Because if Allah give us 2-3 drops, quick, we will lose Islam. Because the normal now become money. That's it. If money is good, I'm happy. Ah, calm. The person calm. His voice is calm. When the income low or the job go away. You know this quality of whom? Hypocrite. And we not worry about the Iman. Iman can go, no problem. But my money has to stay. Who tell you has to stay? I forget, I have it in my heart, but I forget where it is located. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and you live in the houses of those who oppressor, and I destroy it. And you do not see what I did with them. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسْهُمْ.
Which ayah is that?
I don't remember exactly. I will try, inshallah. It's a very beautiful. You live in the houses of those who bend before you, and I destroy them. You do not see it? Every time I pass by a house, I remember this verse. Where's the owner? Where's the people before them? Where's the people now? The houses stay, and we finished. Did we not see it? What the house will do to me? What the job will do to me? Today, all of us, we slave. I'm not telling you, don't do it, but don't be slave. Don't let it choke you. This is a reality. If the status of the life choking you, you have shirk. You have no iman. You have no yaqeen. You have no thiqa in Allah. Imagine now if all this happened to all of a sudden, do you think you will have any doubt of iman? You would be nuts. I remember when I was young, it was very famous. You heard, so-and-so father, he became paralyzed. He lost his business. So-and-so, he had a heart attack. So-and-so went to mental institute. So-and-so, he cannot talk anymore. And all of them has only one thing in common. They lost business. That's it. This all they did. The family survived, everybody, and where's the person? If he died, if you die in this status, where are you going? Ya Allah. And we forget the oath. The oath of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is an oath. Once you believe that, meaning, I'm a trust. My money is trust. My health is trust. Everything is trust. Allah can take, Allah can give, anytime. I'm not belong to anybody. Allah is He's the owner of everything. He give me, alhamdulillah. He take, alhamdulillah. Nothing I can do. If Allah take my health, what happened? Which one is higher? Your health or your money? Look in the hospital. Look at the people who really have chronic diseases and they're not going anywhere. You forget that? You're still kicking? You still have a chance? What happened if Allah take and snatch a man from you? Is this not a precious merchandise in your heart? You do not value it? all of a sudden you value everything except the highest, the pleasure of Allah? What about all the good deed? It can make you beloved to Allah and closer to Allah. You do not think about it? By this way, if you look at zulm, fuhsh, which is to be stuff and to be stingy, amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar, you will find all over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promised it will happen. Verses and ahadith. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will see ruler after me. You will see from them and you like and you dislike, wrong and right. If you dislike what they're doing, you are okay, you are pure, you are among me. And whoever get away and denied, his also will be saved. And whoever obey them and like it, he be among them and he will be destroyed. He said, Ya Rasulullah, do we fight them at this time? He said, no, if they allow you to make salah. And this is why some of the biggest scholars today, the one who quiet, they said you cannot fight the oppressor ruler. Like in Pakistan, Egypt, and all this ruler, this has nothing to do with Islam. You cannot fight them. You really want fight today? Your fight is to go back to Allah. To go back to Allah, really honest to Allah, and spread Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar among each other until you change. Once you change, Allah change them for you. But it will never be otherwise.
Don't fight if they allow you to make salah.
Yes.
Is it Sahih Bukhari say?
Okay, this Sahih Muslim.
Sahih Muslim.
Yeah. And there's many a hadith about this topic. It's not a weak hadith or anything. No.
That means immediately after the Khulafa'i Rashidin also people took the same hadith.
Exactly. Even Imam Malik. All the Imam, even Imam Abu Hanifa in different time. You cannot fight them because it will be a fitna. And the people, you see the understanding in here is people is not ready. By this way, you remember that famous verse, لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. By this way, today, and if you go to last 200 years, the same thing. Every group tried to take care about the government, never succeed. And even if they succeed, it will never go anywhere. Because the majority of the population is not ready. Is not ready. Or you will have another Afghanistan. And the majority of people will complain. Apply this to Pakistan, apply to Egypt, apply to Saudi Arabia, apply it all over. Why? The basic action never take place. Don't ever forget this. You will never go to Medina unless you make Mecca. In Mecca, establish Islam inside. In Medina, establish Islam outside. Sharia will be given to you if you deserve it. By this way, don't run after Sharia. Run after building yourself, you will get Sharia. Some people said, but the satellite and the wrong system and they oppress us and all this situation, we cannot be a Muslim, environment against us, we have to do something. I said, okay, go back to Mecca. Everything's the same. Environment against Rasulullah. Environment against Muslim. And what's the command of Rasulullah? What's the command of Allah? Be patient and building iman and yaqeen. Because once you build iman and yaqeen and patience and you spread for Allah, now you get the reality of iman. Once you get reality of iman, you're ready to migrate for Allah. Once you be ready to migrate for Allah, Sharia will be given to you. Meaning Allah will open it and make it easy for you. You don't have to fight for it. And the majority of people will be with you. Because also Sharia, is Sharia supposed to be to kill everybody? Today, like one person, he told me that long time ago, almost 20 years ago, You tell me, Brother Ahmed, because I didn't have this understanding at this time. I was, why Sharia, this and that, Amr bin Ma'ruf, that. He tell me, listen, let's talk honest to Allah. If you have Sharia today in Egypt, what happened? Honest, tell me. I said it to him, 80% of people has to be killed. Hypocrite. He tell me, okay, if you kill the 80% of the population, what are you going to do? Or more? How many people ready to implement Sharia? In any Muslim country today? Very few. And even the few do not know how to do it. They want to do it the way they like. Not the way Allah wants. Because if you do not have the quality, you will never able to make Sharia. You are never able to make it. I was saying to some brother today, I want to share it with you. If you look at the last 200 years, jama'at, all these jama'at Islamiyya, do you know something in common about all of them? May Allah forgive me. The majority of them, the main founder is not a scholar. And they never was educated by a scholar. Was very good, sincere people, but was educated among each other. And they take Islam the way they want it. Even all this group in Afghanistan, the Arabic groups and all these groups, they never really educated in an old-fashioned way, in the way it should be.
Through chain.
Chain between each Masters. Other and books. Do you know what this does? It gives you four problems. If you study Islam by yourself without going to a sheikh, you have four problems. And this four problems will destroy you. Number one, you have no adab. You will never build adab. You will never able to have adab.
And you define adab?
Adab, manner, character. Number two, you will never have humble and humility to each other. And you always will be argue and arrogant. I'm the one, I know it. Number three, you will never know the chain of knowledge. Not the knowledge, the chain of knowledge. By this way, the right tartib, the right sequence. By this way, when the situation arises, how you really develop it. Because your knowledge by searching, not by sequence, according to revelation. By this way, you're always going to make a mistake in different action.
Knowledge by? Tartib.
Huh? No tartib. Because you did it according to searching. Meaning, you see, Islam, if you really study according to a really good sheikh, they will give you Islam, the teaching step by step, give you the wisdom behind it. Who come first? Who come later? Which time you can use wisdom? Which time you can delay it? If you do not have this sequence of wisdom of tartib, you cannot do it because you do not have it. And number four, you always have division. Always have division. And you always will have hawa. Meaning you always will follow your desire. And you're not ready to join. And I prove it to you, very simple. Look at all earth today. Look at the whole earth. You have beautiful scholar all over. But none of this group really associated to the major scholar. Each group associated with one or two scholars among each other, and that's it. And each group tell you, it is me. Me, I'm the Firqa Najiyya. I am the one. Really scary. We are in fitna. Big fitna. Because after division is no another fitna. This is the ultimate. And everything will come down later on. Ya Allah. And again, go to Radu Salahin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لما وقعت بنو إسرائيل في المعاصي فنهتهم علماءهم فلم ينتهوا. When Bani Israel start going to sins, the scholar, they said, don't do it. They did not listen. فجلسوهم في مجالسهم. They sit with them. وواكلوهم. وَشَارَبُهُمْ means he eat with them and he drink with them. فَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beat their heart against each other.
This is a hadith or
Quran? Yes. وَلَعَنَهُمْ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَوُودَ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَلَعَنَهُمْ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ And Allah cursing after them. بِمَا عَصُوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ He was a little bit lying down. He said, and he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ حَتَّى تَطْرَعُوهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَطْرَعُ Until you force him to follow the truth. Now, a lot of the groups, the new groups of the young people in Algeria, Afghanistan, Egypt, and all this group, they take this hadith and they follow it a different way. They said, we have to do something with him, and otherwise Allah will curse us. You see, what they're saying is true. What they're doing is off time. You have to go to a sequence. You have to go to a sequence. You have to study with tarbiyah. You have to study with the roots. This is by itself Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar. Like one of the early scholars, he said, if you read all the hadith and all the ayat, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar, because Ma'ruf will get Munkar away. If you do Munkar and I command you with Ma'ruf, your Munkar is out. Always Ma'ruf before Munkar. By this way, I cannot complaining about you about your Munkar. It will not work. I have to generate and encourage you of ma'ruf. And the ma'ruf, if you do it, will erase the munkar. Very simple. This sequence again is missing today from the ummah. Every group, they take the hadith and the verses, but they follow it without the right tartib. And the basic is not done. And everybody running in a hurry. When they hear somebody like me say, what do you want to do? We have to do something. Okay. If you honest what you say, what you want to do, they will go to a long speech and the same people you find, they're not doing anything. I saw it all the time. Meeting and groups and meeting and groups and the same meeting and groups, they believe they have to do something, they're not doing. Or they're doing it according to their own group. Meaning if you belong to them, you are one among them to study and do Amr bil Ma'ruf. If you not join them and make bay'ah or whatever, you not belong to them, meaning they will not extend their hand to teach you and do Amr bil Ma'ruf and help you out. And every group is doing it in their own way. And this why, even if Allah give us tawfiq of anything, we the one will fight each other. Because now, you want to do whatever you have to do, don't label. Do whatever you have to do, but don't label. And build the basic.
We know through a hadith that when Imam Mahdi is going to come, inshallah, then Muslims are going to be united under him. So obviously, at that time, something will happen between maybe now and then, which will change the Muslim. Is there any mention of this kind of a thing?
You see what happened, we have 2 points in here. What you're saying is correct, but as a Muslim, can you be now in a state of division and you said, I'm waiting for Mahdi?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there something recommended at this time that, okay, that's what you should do to end this division? And
start with yourself. You see, today we're pointing finger, but we do not do it ourselves. Imagine, like today, like again, the same scholar taught me, he told me, imagine today the whole ummah wants Sharia, but nobody wants no Islam. You see, we talk. If you really want Sharia, how come you do not study Sharia even in your own level? How you cannot implement Sharia in your house and you want Sharia in the street? When Allah check us and he find out, I make Sharia in my life, I make Sharia in my house, Allah will give me Sharia in the street. And this, now, it will take a lot of work. People do not like that. They want just right away. And in the meantime, they deny what has to be done. building your soul, building your ikhlas, your sadq. This minimum will save you. And have intention to do whatever you can. I repeat myself, cut some money of your money and set this for you, Allah. Even if you do not know what to do with it, just take it out. But so we have barakah in your income. Cut time and cry to Allah and do dhikr and ask Allah, oh Allah, open for me. What do you want me to do, ya Allah? You see, in the time of fitna, go to Allah. Allah will lead you. Allah will lead you. Allah will send you. Allah will put in your heart what's good for you. Allah will open for you. But why Allah will open for you? If you do not make an effort between you and Allah, number one, and you're really serious about it. You have a question before?
Yeah, before I go into that question, I'm going to ask one question related to the thing you said earlier. You said one story about the lady. She sent the food to the prison.
Yeah.
And he did not eat the food because the food was touched by the zalim.
Not exactly.
Yeah, you know.
It's a soldier working.
You're working.
For him.
Yeah, for him. In the same sense, let's say if I'm working for a company where my money is touched.
I will make it easy for you.
Okay.
Today, may Allah forgive us. We're living in a very tragic time when halal mixed with halal or haram.
Okay.
Or is mixed a lot. I heard one scholar, many people was debating him at this time, this almost 20 years ago, and he said something very beautiful. Allah create you now, and he make you here. Make taqwa the maximum you can, and get away from haram the maximum you can, and don't dig after that.
Okay.
Because all of us, one way or another, in a mess. Unless you want to follow another hadith, where you go home, get some sheep, and be in the mountain until you die. And even then, where the money will get from?
Right.
Unless you do exactly like Musa alayhi salam. Go without no clothing. None. Took the clothes away and go get some leaves. And go to some village and send leaves to some poor person, I want to work for you. He tell you, work for me, I give you a cup of milk daily. And live for 10-20 years, maybe you get one sheep after 10-20 years. And this will be your halal sheep. And believe me, at this time, believe it or not, I heard one brother, he used to work in IBM, he did it in Lebanon. He lived in all the way north Lebanon, and he left everything, and he did that, and now he's living in Lebanon. Can every Muslim do that? No, you can't. Why? Because also you have a duty to do.
Right.
Okay? By this way, this for a few people, not for everybody. Right. According to your level and your taqwa and wara. Go ahead.
And the other question I asked earlier that, you know, that a lot of non-Muslims, because when we are all the Muslims sitting together, see each other, we say assalamu alaikum. Sometimes they feel neglected whenever they come to the work.
Yes.
They say, they know, how come we don't say assalamu alaikum to them?
Mm-hmm.
And the part two of the question I asked you after that was that there's some scholars, I listened to them, they say that there's a shift. If you participate in certain level, it doesn't matter. It could be with the government or with your neighbor or anything. Sometimes when you participate in certain activities, it automatically becomes shift. What is the conditions for those?
Okay. You see what happened again?
Just like for example, in a working place?
Sure.
Or I'm working with America?
Sure. What happened until this moment? Like I said it before, I hardly see a scholar say it the way I heard it from the scholar a long time ago. If, listen to me carefully now, because the fiqh changed according to who you are, what your intention, what you're doing here. If you're sitting in a non-Muslim country with the intention of da'wah and spirit Islam, you have different world altogether and different fiqh. One of them, if your neighbors be nice to you, you give them salam. Because salam meaning peace. And your neighbor, you have to give him peace if he give you peace. The Muslim, he said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is from a Muslim. For a non-Muslim, you can give him assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. That's it. Because if you study it, this was also agreed before even the beginning. Because Arabic people used to say it as peace be with you, meaning I'm not coming with anything to do against you. And also the early scholar you said called ta'lif. Ta'lif meaning if somebody good to you and feel nice with you, you give it to him as a ta'lif, ulfa, to unite the heart. Even in Quran, the sadaqat, one part of the sadaqah for ta'lif. Why? When you're living in a non-Muslim area, or in the beginning of Islam, or in Mecca, which we are, okay, what you do? You have to do ta'lif. How you spread Islam? Is only speech? No. You have to be kind to the neighbor. You have to take care about the neighbor. Because to care about the neighbor, if you go to the fiqh, belong to the Muslim and non-Muslim alike, but in different level. By this way, if I have a neighbor, this neighbor will question me in the day of judgment, you like it or you don't. Even if they are whatever who they are, it's not my business. My business, Rasulullah teach me to take care about my neighbor. Because imagine if I'm kind to my neighbors, they have to be warm to me. They have to be warm to Islam. But we are acting with a lot of negligence and with stupidity, with lack of knowledge. I wish I can use a word easier than that, but what about shirk? Shirk is a big word. Shirk, if you go with the intention of fear from them and you won't be kind to them to give you support and give you money, it's a state of the heart more than action. But if you go with the intention to be kind to them, to love you for Allah, to name later on you give them da'wah, this obligation. You see how it goes down? Obligation. If I deal with people with harshness, this is not Islam at all. You should not be here. And this is why I said it loud and clear. The majority of Muslims is the highest criminal in the eye of Allah, against in earth. Because we, the one denying people Islam. Either by lack of knowledge, a lot of bad manner, no Islamic manner at all, and behavior, and we conducting our affair with them with a lot of selfishness. Like, they give me what I have, you go to hellfire. This is not Islam. This is not the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah said, mercy to mankind. Don't ever forget that.
So, just to clarify, if you have a Hindu friend and he say to you, Assalamu alaikum, so you are going to say, Assalamu alaikum?
Yes. Because you see what happened is according to the intention. Is he say it to you because he's laughing at you, or he say it to you, he try to be warm to you?
Because this is what the Muslim
I understand. Means. Exactly. So you see, it's not the time to do it. If he sneaky something against me, is different. But if he said to me in a nice manner, why I deny him just a word of peace? I'm not telling you to say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No, this is for Muslim. By the way, the end of this only for Muslim. The first, you can do it. And don't forget, this begin, believe it or not. Do you know what I'm reporting to you? By early scholar, maybe 700-800 years ago.
Back home in Pakistan, we heard that a non-Muslim, and he says Assalamu Alaikum, like mostly Hindus, well, with the Muslims. So you only say Wa Alaikum.
You see, this also has another fiqh. Because actually people misunderstand. This hadith belonged to people used to come, especially Jewish in the time of Rasulullah, and said, Assalamu Alaika Ya Rasulullah. Word Assalamu Alaika is not a salam. Is no lamb. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, ya Muhammad, wa la'azhu billah. Meaning death over you. And people, they heard Rasulullah say, wa alaykum. They ask, ya Rasulullah, what, why you say that? He said, he tell me that, I tell him, and you too. And for you too. You see? By this way, a lot of people take it in the wrong way. It's not salam. No. And also this, when people coming with a bad intention, not for da'wah. It's big difference again when somebody coming and said, Ya Rasulullah, Assalamu alaikum. and assalamu alaikum. Huge difference. By this way, this question, believe it or not, go to a lot of detail according to where you are, which group, minority or majority, okay, what the intention. If they are neighbor, close friend, close, like related in the job or whatever, no, it's different.
So then it's also permissible when the female people want to shake hand with you?
No.
Because this is also you're giving them like a kindness.
Okay, believe it or not, I only can tell you what is reported. And after that is not my business. The majority of the early scholars, they said no. Very small number, very tiny number, they allow it in certain condition, like for example, the doctor when he examine a person, when you try to save a woman from a river or a sea, okay? Very small certain circumstance.
But then they will feel that you are...
We talk about this, brother.
No, no, I'm saying that because in this
explain in a nice way.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
seen
a big
many
deal.
Scholars here. They are shaking hands with you.
Put it this way. I'm not a scholar. I'm not an alim. Go to somebody you trust, ask him this question, take his answer, his neck in the front of Allah in the Day of Judgment, and leave me alone.
But with the recent what happened here,
again,
I
I'm not
found
a scholar.
Big scholars, they are shaking hands with females.
Okay, go ask him or do exactly what you don't imitate them, by the way, because he can do it with a certain intention. Go ask him, can I do it in my work? If they tell you yes, and you like them and you trust them, do. And between your neck and their neck in the front of Allah. I cannot tell you yes, I cannot tell you no. I tell you Allahu A'lam. Allah knows best.